Sasha, do you remember when you and I took a tour in virtual reality of the Starship Enterprise?
Yes.
Was that not the most amazing experience?
That was so cool.
And
oh my.
For me, yes. Having grown up watching Star Trek The Next Generation and yes. feeling like NCC 1701D was kind of a part of my upbringing, if you will. Like, when I was alone watching Star Trek The Next Generation, it kind of felt like
you weren't
Captain
alone?
Captain Picard was kind of like a fatherly
right.
figure to me, right?
Right?
And the Enterprise was very much an extension of my inner home. Like, that felt like home to me.
Yes.
So to be able to visit the Starship Enterprise was an experience that goes far beyond Star Trek and far beyond CBS and what's possible through television. And,
yes.
and it felt like something that was just like a huge dream come true for me in virtual reality.
Yeah.
And that was like done nostalgia. Through the efforts of a volunteer group of developers, programmers, and truly artists.
Mm-hmm.
And that was through Stage 9. And Stage 9 has some sad news this week.
What happened?
For fans of Star Trek and fans who love the project. And that is that Stage 9, as a volunteer group and folks who are not doing it for any recompense monetarily...
Right.
have received a cease and desist from CBS Studios.
Why? Why?
That's the question.
Why CBS Studios?
So you look at that. You look at the whole mindset behind Star Trek, and in particular Star Trek The Next Generation, and the nature of it. And I think it kind of mirrors the nature of our broadcast
right.
and Category 5 TV, and that we want to make every effort when we say, hey, support us through our affiliate links and those kinds of things and through Patreon. We want Category 5 to always be free. We
yeah.
want it to be freely available to anyone who wants it. And so those things help us to be able to do that because it costs money.
And we're never looking to really make a profit. We're looking to
yeah.
pay the bills and to enhance the show, like enhance the
yeah.
game.
So that's
get
us.
Things, right, exactly.
But that's a mindset.
Yeah.
And I think that is really that kind of mindset that comes from Next Generation.
Right.
And I think that's really shared with the Stage 9 folks, the folks who created that amazing, amazing experience. So just literally 2, maybe 3 weeks out from version 11 coming out,
mm-hmm.
like they're right on the cusp of being able to release the latest and greatest version of Stage 9, the virtual reality experience of NCC 1701D, the Starship Enterprise from The Next Generation. Literally weeks away from that, and they get the cease and desist.
So what does that mean for them? Can they move on in any way from that?
For the team at Stage 9, what it means, Sasha, is that they have to stop. They have no choice. They can face basically criminal lawsuit if CBS pushes any further and if they do not obey the fact that this goes back to, we've been through this with Nintendo and the thought that this is intellectual property. And yes, we acknowledge that Star Trek is an intellectual property of CBS Studios. However, as fans of Star Trek and fans of Star Trek The Next Generation, we love it. We want to mm-hmm. keep it alive because it's been off the air for many, many years.
Yes.
We want that experience. Now we finally have the technology that a group of volunteers who are doing it for free can give that to us, the fans of Star Trek, and keep it alive so that when maybe CBS says, hey, we're going to bring Patrick Stewart back, all of a sudden, we who, you know, that dream has been kept alive through fan efforts.
Right.
Are still there, are still passionate about this project, about the whole Star Trek thing, right?
My heart breaks for them.
It really does. And the fandom, and it's disheartening to see CBS taking that stance as well, to just basically shut them down.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I was wrong in how much faith I had in CBS and their abilities to just, like... Oh, I just don't love it. I don't like this. It's the same. I felt heebie-jeebies when who was it that stopped people from doing the ROMs? Was it
Nintendo?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Before that, loved Nintendo, but why do you need to make money off of old Zelda?
I'm okay with that though, Sasha. I'm okay with them making money off of it, but don't kill away the fan projects that are not making money off of it.
Right.
Even if Stage 9 collected money from their users, which maybe they did a little bit, but they didn't that was not at all their intent. And I don't know if they did or not. But if they did, mm-hmm. we take commission off of Amazon and things like that. We pay for hosting. We yeah. pay for an astronomical amount of storage space to be able to host 11 seasons of HD video. We distribute it over RSS feeds. That costs a lot of money. We have Amazon AWS accounts that cost a lot of money. And so that helps us to be able to afford to give this thing for free. And similarly, how do they give something for free if they're not, and they're not making money?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what I mean? I don't mind CBS saying, we want to make money off of this franchise. That's cool. I want you to make money off this franchise. I want to be able to support the franchise. This is the only reason that I've watched Star Trek Discovery, because it's not good. I'm serious. Look at Star Trek The Next Generation. Look at Star Trek Enterprise. Look at Star Trek Voyager. Look at Star Trek Deep Space Nine. And the mentality of Star Trek is lost in Discovery. So, but I'll watch it because I want to support the franchise. Okay?
That's fair.
But they're killing off the small guys that are just trying to keep it alive.
That is not fair.
That is not cool. Please comment below. How can we help? We really don't know yet. Like, this was announced yesterday. The team at Stage 9 made the announcement as to why their site is gone and why their profiles are gone.
I can't imagine how their hearts are feeling right now, because I cannot even
fathom, like, the labor of love that they've given this.
Like, I've put years into this, and I started well into Category 5, right?
So imagine if you came in and I said, we have to shut it down because Microsoft said, because we talked about Microsoft Windows, we have to shut it down.
Right, exactly. Could you imagine if all of a sudden you're watching the show and next week you cannot watch the show?
I'm not a huge fan of Microsoft Windows. Let's give you a better scenario.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Linux.
Right.
I'm really loving Linux Mint.
Yes.
I love Ubuntu. Let's look at Canonical. And what happens if Canonical comes after me? Because I love it, because I want to promote it, because I want to show my viewers about it. What would happen if they came up and said, you need to shut it down? We're going to sue you if you don't stop.
Right.
Right? That's a closer scenario. They love it. They want to do it for free. They want to give it out. They want to promote it and give it to the community.
I can't even imagine.
I'm not happy about it.
Right.
I'm brokenhearted, to be honest.
So
what can we do? Let CBS know as best you can. Tweet about it. Post blog entries about it. Tag CBS. Yeah. Let them know. Email them. Find out how you can get a hold of them and tell them, like, Stage 9 is a fan project and we support it. And we support you, CBS. We want to see you create more in this franchise. But don't kill the dream and the passion that we have for this franchise. Just, you're hurting your fans.
Well said, Robbie.
That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And let the folks at Stage 9 know that you love them and you support them and you want to see them continue doing whatever they're able to do under the cease and desist. You can find them on Facebook. Just do a search for Stage 9. You'll find them there. They're on Twitter as well, and their accounts there are still active. They've had to remove all videos and things like that. So